to correspond to something means to match up with something or to be related to something. The amount of homework you have probably corresponds to the number of classes you're taking, meaning
that if you take more classes,
you'll have more homework. They correspond to one another. In this case, the handouts correspond to the slides. They relate to the slides. A slide, S-L-I-D-E, is one page in a visual presentation, such as a PowerPoint presentation. So what Sean means is that the handouts have information for every slide in the presentation. Sean also says that the slides are on the screen. A screen, S-C-R-E-E-N, is a large piece of white fabric, white material, that hangs on a wall and is used to display pictures and images during a presentation so that many people in the room can see it. When you go to a movie theater, you watch the movie on a large screen. In a meeting, the screen is smaller. Sean says that the first slide shows our agenda for the day. An agenda, A-G-E-N-D-A, is a plan or a list of topics for a meeting. In other words, it's a list of things that will be discussed in a meeting and for how long. The agenda for this lesson is to listen to the formal meeting, discuss the vocabulary, listen to the meeting again, and then do the same things for an informal meeting. Then Sean talks about the specific things on the agenda for this presentation. He says, first, I will begin with an overview. First means before anything else, or to begin. When you want to cook dinner, first you need to buy the ingredients, what you are going to use to cook. So Sean is going to start with an overview. An overview, O-V-E-R-V-I-E-W, is a summary or a broad view of something without very much detail. On the first day of a class, a professor usually provides an overview of what the class will be about. In Sean's presentation, the overview is about how the company's market share has been declining during the past 12 months.